Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show, a place where business and thought leaders come to weigh in on important sales-related topics that you can use in your sales career and life. I'm your host, Jason Cutter. My mission is to get your help in changing sales from something prospects fear to an act of service they actually seek out and appreciate. Whether you're in sales, leading sales teams, or own a business, I hope this helps you improve your selling effectiveness and you can go out into the world as an authentic persuader. This is episode 314 of the Authentic Persuasion Show. Welcome to the show. Let's dive into the authentic persuasion focus for today. And what I want to do is remind you to be a human. Be human in your conversations. As my new friend Bob Berg says, and he was on Monday's episode, which is so amazing, all things being equal, people want to buy from someone they know, like, and trust. They want to deal with someone they like, someone they feel a connection with. Now, most salespeople think that that means they have to lay on the phony, forced flattery and rapport stuff really, really thick. They've got to like search and hunt for things. Or if they talking to somebody and they know they're a certain fan of a certain sports team, then they have to like pretend to be a fan of that sports team so that they'll like you. And then that way you can sell them. And what I'm telling you is that that is not generally true. If you're not authentic and it's not coming from the true place of realness for yourself, it will actually turn people off. Yes, that type of salesperson does get some sales, but they might not get repeat sales. They might not get referrals, and they might not have people who really, truly enjoyed the experience. And it will turn off some of the people who just don't want that fake phoniness. And so what happens is you want to focus on being human. Your prospects want to deal with someone they can relate to. And again, that doesn't mean you have to pretend to be who you think they like. Just be yourself. Be who you are. Build rapport by being interested in them. Laugh, have fun, build a connection before you worry about making the sale. Again, build a connection before you worry about making the sale. This is valid for any sales situation. Now, of course, if you're selling serious financial planning services, you might want to temper it some. But to me, if it was me in that situation, I would still want to have a fun conversation with some laughs, maybe some jokes, but just breaking the ice, breaking the tension, have people feel comfortable with me as a person, and then also being professional at the same time. So you've got to temper it and balance it. Many times people think they have to be really serious to be taken seriously. In sales, remember what Bob said. Once they like you, then work on the trust, which is where you can show them that you're a professional with their well-being in mind. That's where you bring in the fact that you know your stuff, that you're about them, that you're here to help them, and you know what's best for them once you've built that relationship. You've started off with the rapport. You've done your discovery, which shows them the empathy, which we talked about in episode 312. And then you can bring in the true professional side, which is the solution. But if you don't act like a human from the beginning and you try and pretend to be all sales professionally, then you'll come across more like an all business medical professional with a bad bedside manner. Yes, that doctor can do the work, but will you enjoy the experience or feel like they care about you, and how much trust will you really have? And that's one of the challenges, is that you've got to balance that. And a lot of salespeople, as I said, they're worried about the professional side. They're worried about being in control. They're worried about being in charge. They're worried about dictating the whole process. And they forget the important step is that humans want to interact with other humans. They want to buy from humans. They want to buy from somebody they can relate to and feel like they have a connection with. And then that opens the doors. That's why referrals are so powerful. Personal connections are so powerful, because they feel like they know you or want to know you, and they feel like because they know you, you know them, and they care about you, you care about them, and that opens the door. So focus on being human. Show them that you're human, that you're like them, that you can walk them through a sales process while at the same time being human. Sometimes being human also means making mistakes, fumbling, going through a process, forgetting things. You know, don't be intentional about it, and don't be too unprofessional about it, but also take the pressure off yourself from needing to be perfect at all times. One of the biggest things that I've found in all of my experience is that nothing will turn off a prospect more than somebody who seems too perfectly polished and smooth in a way that sets off alarm bells, right? So depending on what you're selling, somebody who's like too perfect, too polished, too smooth, a lot of times that will worry prospects who are worried about being taken advantage of or being stuck or getting trapped or getting manipulated because it just feels too perfect. They want to buy from somebody who is real. And that's why, honestly, I think a lot of new people in sales do really well is because they're essentially a hot mess. They don't totally know what they're doing at a professional level. They're trying to balance what they should say and what they should do, the information they need, the questions they need to ask, listening, filling in forms, collecting documents, whatever that might be. What happens is they can't do all of it once. Like, I don't know if you remember when you were new, if you're listening to this, or, you know, when your team is new, then it's tough because you just can't do it all. It's a mess. And prospects actually like it. Most new salespeople have this beginner's luck where I think it's really because you're kind of a mess and it shows the human side. And that's what prospects want, is they want the human you, to laugh, to have fun, to maybe make mistakes, but with the intent and the intention of caring about them and wanting what's best for them. And they will give you some allowances for those kind of things and being human because they know where you're wanting to take them and what you want to help them with. So hopefully that helps. Make sure, always focus, no matter what, at the end of the day, or if you're struggling with sales, take a step back and look at how can you bring more humanity into your sales, into your conversation, be more real. And at the same time, being a professional who has a sales process and you're moving people through the areas in your conversation you need to, but also allow yourself to have fun, allow yourself to laugh, allow yourself to be a human and to be relatable, to be interested in them, for them to be interested in you. And you will create amazing results with clients who will want to buy from you now, will want to share you with their friends so their friends can buy from you and have the same experience. And then also repeat buyers either directly with you or with your account management team, whoever's involved with a long-term relationship, that will come as a result of the experience they have from you in the beginning of the conversation. Thanks for tuning into the Authentic Persuasion Show. If you found value in this episode, please do two things. Subscribe so you can get each new episode and share this episode with anyone else you know in sales. Together, we can help shift the way sales is done. And if you want to find out more information about how to transform your sales career, or you want help with shifting your sales team from order takers to quota breakers, go to jasoncutter.com. Don't forget that everything in life is sales, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show.